This is Ozarks at Large. Next week, the Shiloh Museum in Springdale opens a new exhibit that takes a look at Greek life at the University of Arkansas from the 1800s to modern day. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth takes us to the museum for a preview.
So we have blocks of floors down here. So some things are still being put back into their original places. So sorry if there's like a little bit of clutter.
Kim Hosey opens a heavy metal door that leads into the Shiloh Museum's basement. Piles of cardboard boxes and meticulously tagged items line rows of shelves throughout the storage room.
Facts like newspaper graveyards, photographs, maps, things like that, yearbooks.
Hosey is an education specialist and weekend manager at the museum. And in February, she's curating her first exhibit, Going Greek, History of Fraternities and Sororities at the University of Arkansas. She says this new exhibit will focus on the evolution of Greek life at the University of Arkansas and its role in Ozark's history.
But we just wanted to showcase a variety of the different themes that represents Greek life at the U of A. So the fraternities and sororities and kind of their history and then their change over time, and especially with diversity. We have the historically African-American organizations and Latinx organizations represented in the exhibit as well. We are basically covering the four different Greek councils on campus, which is Interfraternity, Panhellenic, National Panhellenic, and United Greek Councils. So I kind of have them color coordinated, but the main topics are going to be the origins of Greek letter organizations on campus. Then we have traditions, campus and community, and then buildings and structures. So we just broke it down to different themes to try to really tackle the subject from every direction. So
in the basement, Hosey stops at a table scattered with items, everything from hats to pendants, purses, and documents, all covered in sticky notes. She's cataloging and appraising each piece before they go on display next week.
This one is from the 1960s.
Hosey picks up and shows off an initiation pin.
And you can see this one has rubies and pearls as well. And I don't have the modern one out today, but a lot of the modern ones are either just silver or gold.
She says what she was struck by most when curating this exhibit is how the artifacts on display help to illustrate the history and progress of Greek organizations at the university.
These organizations go back until the 1880s on campus, but nationwide back until like Revolutionary War times. And I didn't know that personally. So kind of coming from a national context and learning about it and then bringing that into the U of A context really broadened my horizons. So I'd say the photographs and the composites that you see from the 1880s and the different hairstyles and the different just styles in general and the different ways of living compared to modern day men and women, you know, hanging out with each other on campus wasn't always a thing. So that's definitely something you'll notice is a change over time aspect in the exhibit, whether it's in photographs or whether it's in diversity. So that was something that I really enjoyed kind of diving more into and learning about the different cultures and history of the variety of organizations on campus, as well as seeing the photographs and how they've changed over time. So,
and most of the artifacts in the collection are made available thanks to individual donors, with some help from the university's Office of Greek Life.
Everyone's been so great, whether it's alumni organizations or current members or just people who just had stuff from past members of their family who've heard about the exhibit and have temporarily loaned stuff, or some people have actually donated things. So that's been great because, again, I got to learn a lot about the history of it straight from the source instead of just like reading about it in a book. So that was probably the best part of the planning of the exhibit.
And Hosey says this widespread enthusiasm allows the exhibit to tell a complete story about the people involved in these organizations at the time.
This piece right here is probably one of my favorites. It is a formal gown from the 1940s. And we already had this one in our collections, and I didn't even realize it. So when we were looking through to see what we had, the woman who had donated it to the museum, Ann Shoemate, I found out she was in a sorority, so I was talking to her a little bit about her organization, and she actually ended up loaning us her pin, and then as well as photographs of her in this dress. So we were able to kind of incorporate that all together to kind of put like a face to the name of Ann Shoemate, which would be on the label of the dress. So you kind of get like a whole story and personification of the dress with the photograph of Ann in the dress with her sorority sisters around her, and then other pieces that fit into that setting as well.
She says, for those unfamiliar with Greek life, this exhibit is an opportunity to demystify the topic. And for others, she hopes it will strike a nostalgic chord.
This is just a great chance for people to come and just see things that they may not have always understood and kind of learn from there, or maybe see something that belongs to a family member and kind of be able to connect with a family member if one of their mother's items are on display or grandmother's items are on display. But overall, it's basically just to give people an opportunity to learn about this topic because it is so broad.
The exhibit opens Monday, February 3rd at the Shallow Museum in Springdale and runs through the end of the year. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.